Good morning, everybody. Let us start our prayer meeting with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. Thank you for time that we can sit together and then read the word and then meditate it. We pray that the Holy Spirit come upon us and teach us, guide us, and make us known all the word that you have given to us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open Psalm 119. This morning, we will read from verse 25 to 32. My soul cleaveth to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have told my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So I will meditate on your wonders. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according in your word. Remove the false way from me, and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen to faithful way. I have placed your ordinance before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. Brothers and sisters, this is the fourth part of Psalm 119. Yeah. If you use New American Standard Bible, you can see that Psalm 119 divided by 22 part. So we enter the fourth part. The fourth part starts with the confession of the writer. The writer say, "My soul cleaves to the dust." If we open other translation, it said, "My soul cling to the dust, cling to the dust." We know that our human body created by dust. Yeah, created by dust. And then after man fall on the sin, and then the dust, which is our body, have sinful nature. Sinful nature. If your soul cleave or cling to your flesh, then you will follow sinful nature. And as we know from Galatians chapter 5, before Paul talk about the fruit of the Spirit, you will know that when human live according sinful nature, then he will follow the flesh. And then as the result, they cannot glorify God. They do something that God don't want us to do. That's what we call live by flesh. Now the psalm know that he very, very weak in this kind of situation. But he tell us how he can win this kind of situation. How he can fight so that he will not live according the flesh, which is a human sinful nature in his body. What he can do? Verse 26 tell us, start from 25, revive me according to your word. And then 26, teach me your statutes. 27, make me. And then 28, strengthen me. And then 29, remove the false way from me. So brothers and sisters, all this word is tell us how he come to God, how he asks God, how he seek God, so that God give him power. Brothers and sisters, when I read this all first, I remember in New Testament, I see many people, personal, fighting with their life, and then by the end, they can win. Why they can win? Because they seek God. For example, Nicodemus, John chapter 3, he has personal struggle. How man can go to the heaven? He fight with this kind of thinking, because in one side, he learned the law from young age. But the situation when Jesus come, he saw something from Jesus. And then finally, at the night time, Nicodemus come and talked with Jesus. Zacchaeus, short guy, he has a lot of money, yeah? And then he heard about Jesus. He seek Jesus. Even he need to climb the tree in order to see Jesus. And finally, Jesus just said, Zacchaeus, come down. And then I want to stay with you. I want to have relationship with you. Zacchaeus so happy, brothers and sisters. And then we can see that a tax collector guy, he come to God, and then he just bow his head, and then he just say, God, have a mercy to me. And then God pour out his loving kindness to the tax collector. With this example, brothers and sisters, I want to let you know that everybody who come to seek God, God always open his hand. Jesus said on Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Verse 28. Let's see Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, what is your situation, brothers and sisters? Jesus already tell us, come to me. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will open to you. Today, we live in difficult situation. I think everybody of us mostly every day wait for the news, especially after lunch time. How many people got infected? What should we do? Can I get a new job? Can I get more money? Yeah. How about my children? Can they go to the school? Is it okay for everybody? Similar. You have this kind of thinking. I have this kind of thinking. But after you don't face this kind of problem, now you have money, you have another problem. How I can spend this money? And then there are a lot of temptation. And our soul tend to follow the flesh. In this situation, the psalm teach us, revive us, teach me, make me, strengthen me, and remove from me. This is the content of the writer prayer when he come to God. And I'm very happy to see this kind of praying, because the Bible told us, Jesus told us, come to me, seek, and you will find. So this is the first part of Psalm 119, 25 to 29. Now we go to verse 30. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed your ordinance before me. I cling to your testimony. I shall run the way of your commandments. It's very beautiful psalm, because he tell us, I have chosen. life is about to choose. Yeah, life is about to choose. When we were young age, we choose handsome guy, rich guy, or smart guy, or diligent guy. We have four options. Or we choose beautiful woman, a smart woman, or something. We need to choose, brothers and sisters. And we know the result after 10 or 20 years. After 10 or 20 years. And sometimes we make mistake in choosing this kind of situation. But I let you know, you never have mistake if you choose to seek God. Because one, you seek God, and God will come approach to you, and He will bless you. Seek God is the most important. That's why if you read the Old Testament prophet, especially minor prophet, they always ask the people, seek me, seek God, find Him. Brothers and sisters, the writer tell us, when his soul cleaves to the dust, and then he make decision. What is his decision? I have chosen the faithful way. I have chosen. That means the psalm writer decided to choose the faithful way. If you choose the faithful way, I believe the faithful God is come near to you. The second point is, I have placed your ordinance. I have placed, put your ordinance before me. Brothers and sisters, what kind of things that you put in your life? What kind of thing that you put in your life? I'm so happy in this pandemic situation. Almost every day, I put the Word of God. If I join EMP, I can follow PSAM to speak about Job. If I write everyday devotion, I write from the book of Psalm. Yesterday, I wrote from Psalm chapter 36. So every day, I put the Word of God in my head. You know, I have struggled. In one side, I'm happy if the church can still open. In another side, you know, the situation of SP member and spin sister is different. SP member, after worship, they can go home to everywhere. But spin sister, after worship, they need to find a place to stay. So there is no place for them to stay. So they go to Victoria Park under the bridge to stay. And then sometimes when they stay, they cannot follow 100% social distancing. And then this is a problem for me. As a man, as a pastor, I'm happy if no worship. No worship that everybody just stay at home. So will no problem for me. If have a worship, have other problem. So this head is always worship, no worship, worship, no worship. Sometimes make my hair, white hair grows fastly. I think if this situation run few years, I follow Jason, all white. But brothers and sisters, in order to handle this kind of thinking, I learn from Psalm. I have placed the Word before me. That's why my wife told me, how can you easily sleep? You know, when I go to the bed, I put my pillow, and then only 2 minutes, and I start to singing. And the sound is, and wife, I talk with you, and then in 2 minutes you fly away. So brothers and sisters, I put everything. How can I put everything to God? Because I have put the word of God before me. The third point, I cling to your testimony. In the beginning, my soul cling to the dust, and then now the psalm said, I cling to your testimony. So he will not follow the dust, that I mean the flesh who has sinful nature inside, but he cling himself to the testimonies that he get from the word of God. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of testimonies in the Bible. Yeah, a lot, really a lot. Children of God who live in difficult situation, children of God who have a lot of problem, children of God who suffer a lot. When we read this old testimony, really give us new strength, brothers and sisters. Yesterday, Sunday, I preached from Matthew chapter 2 about the sadness Christmas after the Magi visit Jesus. Then the angel told Joseph to take away the baby, go to the Egypt, and then after that, Herod killed all the children. Same situation. If you read the book of Exodus, you can see that after a baby Moses was born, then the Pharaoh killed all the male baby, but God can save Moses. Same God bring Jesus go to the Egypt. So how God protect those kind of baby? If God can protect those kind of baby, the same God also can protect you and me, because we all children of God. When we believe Jesus Christ, our status become children of God. So this kind of testimony really strengthens us. The problem is, do you cling yourself to the testimony? The last part, I shall run to the way of your commandment. What's the difference? Walk and run. Walk is slowly, step by step. Run is faster. Run is show your strength. Run is show your desire. Yeah, I can see Hong Kong people, when they catch up the bus, they run because they don't want to late. Because one he late, he lost 15 minutes. If MTR, only 3 minutes. So no need to run at MTR station, brothers and sisters. If you miss the train, then you can wait 3 minutes. But my bus, 26, from Hollywood Road, 20 minutes one time. I need to run. You know, my house is from Possession Street. When I run to Hollywood Street, after run 100 meters, I feel that my breath almost died, because this is hiking area. I need to run to put my strength, to put my desire. Brothers and sisters, what are you running for? The Bible tell us, I shall run to the way of your commandment. That means he put strength, he put effort, he put his desire to do God's commandment. By doing this commandment, he know that the end of his life is happiness. For I will enrage my heart with the word of God. So really, brothers and sisters, this first is the secret of our happiness. If you want to have happiness life, just start with seeking God, and then choose, and then place, and then cling, and then finally run to the testimony. May God bless us. We continue again the fifth part in next week or next month. We ask Pastor Nate to lead us. in worship. What problem make you feel sorrow and stressful and cling to the flesh? This morning, the Word of God tell us, seek God, choose Him, put Him, cling Him, and finally run to Him. Seek God. Tell Him what is your problem. Choose Him. Don't choose other people or other advice. Just choose the Word of God. Put Him in your life. Don't put other thing. And then finally, run. Put your desire, your strength to get it. And you will see the happiness that God already gave it to you. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for the word that you give it to us. Really, this is all the answer of human problem. Thank you for giving us this all answer. Actually, Father, you already give us all the answer for all our problem. But sometimes we don't see it because we don't read it. We don't choose it. We don't put it, and we don't run it. But this morning, after we hear the word, yeah, we really want to come back to seek you, Father. We believe when we seek you, you will find us. Thank you, Father, for your promise. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your direction. Thank you for your guidance. And thank you for everything. Now it is a time for us, Father, to worship you, to show our attitude, our gift thank, that we want to give it to you in worship time. Thank you, Father.
Your presence is all I need, it's all I want, and all I seek. And without it, there's no me. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need. And without it, I'm not living. And I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. Your presence is all I need. It's all I want. will be no one like you, and no one beside you. You alone are worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, and no one beside you. You alone are worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, and no one beside you. You alone are worthy of
spend our time to intercession this morning. We pray for community who suffer with cancer and running chemotherapy and radiation. Let's pray together. Also pray for community. They are not only have physical problem, but also we pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that God open their heart so that they can see Jesus Christ. Also pray for in community in infirmities condition. We pray that God will take out every weakness in their body. last part, we put community in seeking new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for mission, especially this morning. We pray for mission in China. We pray for Pastor Henshu, Pastor Ricky, all missionary who work and serve in that area. We pray that God always bless them, lead them in sharing the gospel and make disciple for the believer. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our board. We pray for PSAM and an all board member. We pray that they always get new revelation from God in leading this church. Let's pray together. We pray for fellowship, we pray for young adult fellowship, men ministry and woman ministry. We pray for this ministry can reach more members and then equip them, become more mature. Let's pray together. Let's pray for SP 2.0 for building and resources. Pray for new direction from God for SP future. Let's pray together. Let's pray for House Church. We pray for tonight, Blue Pool, Fortress, Lido, Lion Rock, New Condor, Sim Saswi, Ventris, and then Westfield House Church. We pray that when members gather together, Holy Spirit come upon, and then they have good fellowship in every House Church. Let's pray together. And finally, we put our city in the hand of God. We pray that God always have mercy, not only easing COVID-19, but the most important, people in this city know God, put their life in God, and then finally, this city become a blessing for many people. Let's pray together. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good time that you already give it to us. Thank you for good fellowship. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the time that we can pray to you, Father. Now, we put our life into your hand. We will leave the sanctuary. We start our new life. We pray that you always go with us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.